A 23-year-old med student from Boston is being held without bail today after pleading not guilty to being the so-called Craigslist killer. Police arrested Philip Markoff last night on charges he killed one woman and robbed another who was advertising massage services online. Authorities say he may have been involved in a third similar incident in Rhode Island, and they're asking other possible victims to contact police. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Everything about this case seems hard to believe. The brazen and brutal robberies and murder at two of Boston's poshest hotels, then the surveillance photos of a young guy working his BlackBerry and strutting through the marble lobby, allegedly right after the attacks, and now word from police that the accused attacker is a 23-year-old med student engaged to be married to his college girlfriend with no criminal record.
Everybody just was like, this can't be for real. Like, this has to be, like, hidden camera show. Like, this cannot be for real.
Kim DiRenzo lived just below suspect Philip Markoff in a luxury high-rise building outside Boston.
Just the way he comes off, he just seems like such a normal guy. It's such a shocker to hear that this person is now being accused of being the Craigslist killer.
Markoff sat stoic and silent, his hands and feet shackled in court today as prosecutors described how 26-year-old Julissa Brisman was killed by a bullet through her heart and the similarities to the other attack, Assistant DA Jennifer Hickman.
Both of these women advertised services for masseuse on Craigslist. Both of them were working out of hotels in downtown Boston. Both women were bound or were attempted to be bound. Both of the females were unarmed, and a gun was used as well.
Authorities say robbery may have been Markoff's motive. They say they have a heap of evidence against him, both old-fashioned and high-tech, from the search of his apartment that turned up a semi-automatic gun and the same plastic ties used to bind the victims, to an internet trail they say leads back to Markoff's home computer. Again, Prosecutor Hickman.
We were able to track the computer used to make up a email account to a IP address to Philip Markoff at an address in Quincy.
Indeed, while the anonymity of the internet has made it easier for sexual predators to connect with victims, Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says that anonymity is beginning to break down.
As technology advances, we have more clues and leads enabled by means that may be invisible to the ordinary user. And so people may assume they're anonymous, but in fact, they may be trackable through advancing technology that enables law enforcement to apprehend them.
A few months ago, Blumenthal helped press Craigslist to tighten its rules for posting erotic and personal ads. They now require phone numbers and credit cards. Blumenthal wants the site to bar such ads altogether, but Craigslist CEO Jim Buckmaster argues that would do more harm than good.
They say if you push escort and massage ads off of legitimate sites that are responsive to law enforcement, then what you end up with is those ads appearing on illegitimate sites, which those experts feel would be a much worse situation than what we have currently.
Or they spill out of the erotic services category into others, as in the recent case of a Minnesota man sentenced to life in prison for murdering a young woman he lured in through Craigslist. He posted his ad in the section for people looking for babysitters. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.